What is up, guys? Herd Nation. It's Jeremiah. And you know what? Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's the same fucking thing at Herd Words 3.
Yes, sir. Herd Words 3rd Eye Blind.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. You could watch us, but you're not. Because you're stupid. I don't know.
Word hasn't got to you, so it's all spreading word. Spread the word, Big Bird. Fucking share us, like us, follow us on Instagram as well. HurtWords3. Fucking drop us a line on our email. Fucking HurtWordsWithAZ@gmail.com. Shit. We out here. We always got our ear to listen. Fucking.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna do this right now.
You good. I was gonna ask you if I could get one of your JOBBs.
I think you're up there with your mind, watch your headset, and the boat. Where is it?
I watch the headset.
I guess. It's like, jumped right into it. So. Too bad, the Astros. But is there anything you want to talk about?
Shit. There was something, but I totally forgot what it was. Did you want me to grab this?
Yeah.
This time, I definitely came prepared.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit, hell yeah.
Because your letter does not fucking like me.
I was watching a video today on the. Basically, they came out with this book to combat kids being too afraid to talk to the parents about them either being involved in like sex cult. I mean, not sex, satanic rituals. I believe they call it SRS, if I'm not mistaken, but it really happens. This stuff is real. Don't call me crazy before you even have done the research yourself, because that, just because you call me crazy makes me crazy, doesn't make any sense. Do the research. Prove that I'm crazy, you piece of shit. And basically, it was this guy. I believe it was called his YouTube channel. You should check it out, guys. I mean, you should really check it out. This guy's, at least he's fucking doing something about it. Are you doing anything about it? Are we doing anything about it? I'm doing something about it right now by telling you about these videos that can make you aware. But let's see what this guy's channel is called. It's called A Call for an Uprising. Check him out. His videos are pretty good. Seems pretty legit. I mean, it's real. Like these satanic rituals that they take kids to and they sexually assault and just do horrific things to the real world. It's ugly. It's ugly.
Yeah. Where do you think all those fucking missing kids are going from the fucking ICE people or whatever? Like, they take these fucking kids. It's not just immigrated kids. It's fucking here in our homeland. Like, as a father, like, that's information that fucking said.
Yeah, I don't know about ICE doing it. I personally haven't heard anything about that. But I have to check that out. Thanks for letting me know about that. But I'll check that out too. But I saw Craig Sawyer on a news channel. Craig Sawyer is a fucking badass, bro. Craig Sawyer, like, really does go in and bust these fucking, like, pedophile rings and child trafficking rings. He's badass, man. He was talking about they basically found a tunnel underground where they basically, you know, lead the kids through, and it was just ugly, man, because, like, there was a rape tree, bro. They showed a rape tree. Like, it was two trees spaced apart, pretty, you know, for the arm lengths of a kid. And they had, like, metal, like, almost like shackles there on the trees. Wow. It's just fucking gross, man. It's like, that's why they call you crazy when you talk about the satanic cults and the child trafficking and the pedophilia. You know why? It's because pedophilia is how they compromise all these individuals who work for the big corporations or politicians mm-hmm. that the global elite are using, and that the global elite, in fact, indulge in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they don't cooperate, they have that leverage.
I mean, think about it. Anytime the truth comes out, they call you whatever it is we're about to call them, or shed light on about them. That they, before you can do it, they point the finger at you so that you're crazy, a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, do the research yourself. Like I did. Instead of going to the club or something like that, like that's not really productive. I guess you could argue this, but at least we're informing people about real shit that goes on in the world. And that's my point that I was trying to get to. Like, I read a lot. I research a lot. You should, too. Find something that grinds your gears, that you're just like, oh, my God. Or maybe it's a positive thing. Hobby. Like, whatever. Just do something productive. About it.
Do something. Fucking. My wife was just telling me. Fucking. What was his name? Was it Craigslist? I don't know if it was Craigslist. I know she named him, and I meant to write it down, but it was a congressman and. Dallas, I'm gonna say, like somewhere in Texas.
Somebody running for Congress that's advocating for pedophilia.
Like, who's trying to bring the stuff, like bring light. And he tried to go into one of the fucking the containment facilities that they have for these illegal immigrants, and they just would not fucking let him in. They wouldn't let him in at all. Like. He was shedding light that it's like it's where the children's ward was or whatever, where they're keeping all the children. And it's apparently in a fucking Walmart, like under a Walmart or some shit like that. So it's like all these fucking neighborhood markets that y'all see popping up, all these Walmarts that are popping up, superstores that are popping up. They're not just superstores, they're containment centers for
and shit. If you're like, what? Walmart, I don't mean to interrupt, but they're like, what, Walmart? Look up the owner of Walmart. He had ties to the CIA, worked for the CIA.
Look at what Walmart owns. Look at what Walmart dabbles in. They're an evil corporation. And I fucking kick myself in the fucking balls every time I walk into Walmart to go buy something. But that's how they're supposed to fucking be.
Yeah, I hate shopping at Walmart.
Like, they make it to where everything is so convenient. The price of convenience is at what cost? Fucking children, fucking your souls, fucking these places, fucking they exist, y'all. Like, they
why can't there just be good people in the world that are just like, what? Nah, fuck that. I'm telling you. Like, this is wrong. And I get it that there are patriots within, government agencies that are coming out. But I mean, like, everywhere there should be people just realizing how
fucked up this shit is.
Yeah.
It's because we aren't instilled that there's no hope. Like,
I don't even think that. I think it's just people just believe what they see on TV and stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of people have this mentality of, you know, if it's not happening to them, who cares?
Exactly. It's a fucking bystander effect. Like, everybody feels like it's up to somebody else to fucking do something about any situation. So, they think these people fucking, they're like, I know there's people out there that want to fucking do good, but you're constantly told, that there's no good on earth, or you're constantly distracted, or you're constantly like pushed to do other things. Like we get, like we were talking about last episode, fucking being desensitized to certain things. We're desensitized to death. We're desensitized to fucking just good really, morality. It's like we're turned to a selfish environment. We're turned into people that only think that I need to look out for myself and nobody else, and nobody's willing to put that first foot forward.
They're just normalizing being a shitty person all around. That's why there's so many shitty people. It's because they think it's normal to be a shitty person.
Yep.
It's not, man.
You think, like, just because somebody's doing a job that they're exempt from certain shit. People feel like, oh, well, I'm just doing my job, so I'm not really a shitty person if I'm fucking somebody's life over. Like, I think it's all the way down to, like, subcultures or subcategories in fucking people's day-to-day lives that may not be heavy hitters that are, like, constantly making you a desensitized person, but there's little shit that you do that, like jobs like tow truck companies or fucking electrical workers or like anybody, like loan offices or anything like that, that feel like they can do something or they don't care because they need to make a check. You know, we're pushed into this level of greed that fucking like it destroys our morality. Like, and we don't think about it because we're too busy watching TV, or we're too busy playing video games, or we're too busy going to work, or point blank, we're too busy in our own lives to think about anybody else's life. And we think, what do they always say? I never would have thought like something like that would ever happen to me in my life. You know what I mean? Like, people really feel like that, like a school shooting or something like that, that they see on the news. They think like, because it's in, I don't know, Knoxville, fucking Wyoming somewhere, that certain shit can't fucking happen to you. So we're taught to put a fucking barrier around ourselves that tells us that, hey, at least that shit ain't happening to me. Like, it starts with like fucking other countries and then like subcategories into fucking American ways of life. Like, rather it be rich or poor, middle class or poor, fucking black and white demographic, it's always meant to tell you to worry about your circle and think you could fucking be these people, but good thing it's not you. And it makes you feel like you're, I don't know, it makes you draw that circle around yourself. And that's like, hey man, if y'all fucking, you have the chance to be a decent person, be a decent person. That's all it takes, is a little shit to make big change.
Yeah, like, I've come to the realization that this is a prison planet, but this is a prison planet, but that doesn't mean that there is only shitty people in the world. More than that, like, I know that everything is shitty and ass backwards and doesn't make sense, and everything's manipulated and systematic because you have certain individuals at the top who are doing this to us, and we're allowing this to happen to us.
Yeah.
So I haven't given up yet on humanity.
No.
No.
It's not over.
If you think that we're, if you think, this is how I honestly feel, if you get offended, well, then maybe shoot fits, If you can say, I've given up on humanity, you're basically saying that when shit goes down and humanity has to stand up for itself, you're not going to do anything.
You're just going to take it.
Like, you're not even going to take, like, probably won't even be able to take care of themselves.
Then you become fucking,
you're fucked.
And that's like, if you watch all these post-apocalyptic shows, like Walking Dead, then you start to think, whoa, why do people fucking act like that? Or you know people act like that. It's because of shit that we do in this society. Like, people are so hell-bent on taking care of themselves that it gets to a level where you're like, fuck anybody else. It's either me or you.
My bad.
And people are quick to hit that panic button of it's you. Like,
yeah, because you see on TV too, like it's supposed to be the zombie apocalypse. And you still have people being selfish and assholes to each other. They come together, they form a village or a tribe or whatever the fuck they call it. And they go and fight other people.
Because they ran by greed. Like,
I mean,
they gotta have everything. They gotta have it's not enough to be a community to yourself or whatever, but you gotta be a community that controls the other community.
If I'm just saying, like, if I had that many people knowingly, like holy shit, this many people are fucking alive. That was the only motherfucker alive.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd be doing is like, all right, let's come together and let's just fucking kill every zombie we can find.
Man.
Let's just eliminate the fucking virus however we can.
Like, we'll be fighting forever, but we'll fucking get ahead.
But you're not helping the zombie apocalypse.
By killing other motherfuckers.
Yeah, because it's just going to turn into zombies.
In a world, exactly.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, in a world like that, instead of just like, oh, we're going to just stay a community like this. Man, motherfucker, it's kill the fucking shit that's around you. Like, if y'all start a team of motherfuckers that just go out and kill, like, you have a zombie count. Like, if the fucking city you live in is like 2 million people, you just start a fucking zombie count with just starting in your city. Like, you go out, each person, a team of six, each person fucking kills 100 zombies a day. Like, and let that quota start growing and growing. That, like, that's enough to take a whole fucking city back. Like, that's enough right there to me to take a whole city back. Like, but people aren't worried about shit like that. They just worry about, like, starting their community and just living. It's not enough just to live. Like, you gotta want to fight for more. And like, if you're a person, like, it shouldn't, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same thing. Like, I know a zombie apocalypse is a hard thing to, like, for some people to compare it to real life, but think about it the same way. Like, poverty. Look at poverty as a fucking zombie, and each day you go out and help somebody else fucking come from, like, come make their way out of poverty, the more people get to fucking roam and get out of poverty. Like, the more we fucking work to have me shit, like, I say it all the time, like, shit like community gardens or fucking shit where, like, you pay a certain fucking, like, you live in a certain area and you own this superstore, this grocery store or something. Like
how about you just, you do what you want to do, right? You can't be lazy, but if you want to be a part of this idea. But how about you just do what you want to do? Like, you want to help build bridges? Help build bridges. You want to be a doctor? Be a doctor. Like, let's make it easier for people to
do that.
Yeah. You want to be a lawyer? Be a lawyer. You want to just work at a restaurant? Work at a restaurant. Like, do whatever you want to do. And then you just playing that role in society. You can go out, go to a doctor,
mm-hmm.
get checked for free,
mm-hmm.
go to some place, get produce, meats, and everything for free, because you know what? You're contributing to society.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need money. Because there's an abundance of
money.
Well, no, not money, just resources.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you fucking did something and they take care of you for doing something that's natural for the earth. Like, say you were that person that just owns like 2 acres of land.
Mine is crazy.
Man. You own like 2 acres of land and you're like a farmer, basically. And they pay you to farm, but you give like back to the area. Like, your farm extends within a 5-mile radius. People come to you. We pay you this much money, to fucking farm, and then you cover the area that you're in. Like, if the government put in programs like that.
Well, I think there shouldn't be any money.
I definitely don't believe in money, but I guess, like, just trying to, like, start with a fix to our system that we have now if we're going to fucking rock this shit. Like, put the money that, I guess, the people are putting into y'all back into the right areas. Like, take money away from fucking the military. Even if they took, like, $1 million away from the military. Like, I feel like that would be enough to do a lot for lower class citizens and shit. But, like you said,
if
you felt like you were fucking...
Just the super rich fucking pay taxes. They're on tax exempt. They pay taxes. So what would it be? Like, it'd be balanced if you really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really be balanced. Everything needs its, like, true value. Like, if you're going to use money, then everything has to use true value. A currency, then everything must be it. At the cost of its true value. At the worth of its true value.
Words. But where are your, like you said, man, if you put in what you get back, especially if they invest, if every company could invest in their fucking people. Like, if you want to go be a doctor, like, you go and, like, depending on the years invested, like, if they did it, like, say, like, a military program, like, you do either 3 years, 3 years, 6 years, fucking 8 years, or however much fucking years, that's how much you have to contract with a certain company after you go through your fucking studies. So if they put you through 3 years or 4 years of college, fucking, when you come out of college, you immediately have a job, and the employee or the investor immediately has fucking workers, like, that have to fucking work there. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta put in what you get back. So it's like, people don't feel like they can have a sense of time whenever, even if it's a job that you hate, you can always put a date on it and say, just fucking this many more years, I can fucking do that. If I had to do a job that I just did not like in order to come up to another step, fucking,
yeah,
I'd go through that shit. I'll put 4 years in the school just to get 4 years of, I guess, work. I spent 8 years of my life to basically get some of the fucking leg ups that a lot of people are born with.
Hell yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
And that will keep a lot of the community going itself. Like, there's always people that want to do something. Ding dong. Like, that shit will be fucking wild. Like, somebody's hit the door. Again. Oh, fucking gardens. Everybody fucking had a garden. And fucking let people, I guess, eat through there and take care of your fucking neighborhood. Like, that would bring a strong sense.
Let's see what's going on.
Man, I was trying to fucking watch Rampage last night.
Oh, yeah?
I want to see
it. It's still in theaters, right? It's like brand new.
Yeah. Well, it's been out for a couple weeks now. I don't think it did well.
Been spying on Trump since 2015. I believe it. I know you don't. But I he's supposedly working on conjuring something up on some sort of indictments on Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Yeah. That seems to be his, like, give me a card anytime shit's about to hit the fan. It's like he like points the finger at other people and then he's about to do the trip. So I saw like some shit that he was like gonna try and pardon himself if he is fucking.
Say he could pardon himself. Mm-hmm.
Which he really can't because the fucking Congress already said they're not gonna do that shit.
There you go.
Like it's not like a kingdom, like I said. Yeah. I'm waiting to see what the fuck is next on the ballot.
Yeah, you can see a lot of fucking people running. You know what's gonna be like crazy? It's like what I don't like if people just make the simplest like oh my god. I lost the word. If people if they paid attention to detail, I guess we'll go with that. So I can think of right now. Look at the Democrats. Look at all the Democrats. Look at all of them just trying to hold on to power. It's the same old motherfuckers. It's the same old motherfuckers. Their ship is like already sinking. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Trump doesn't die. I really hope Trump doesn't die. I want to say it because like every time he's closer and closer, it just becomes more scary and scary.
Yeah, he's dead. Like,
I think if he does die,
he's gonna disappear. I won't say he dies, but the Trump, I guess, time period is just gonna like fade away, kind of like Hillary Clinton's did. Like, I feel like the Hillary Clinton thing is like a test of power. So all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton has just disappeared. Besides that bad girl shit, the way they. I'd say the way they solicitate fucking advertisements and media hype and social media things, like, I don't know, when it comes to, like, the shit that Trump's doing and, like, the effects that it's having on people.
But, like, what is he doing? What is he doing? I don't think he's done anything bad. DACA was sour. That's the only bad thing. They canceled one nuclear summit on him.
It's not like it's the just the way
Syrian
it's going
missile
about.
Strikes. I mean, Syrian missile strikes. I don't agree with.
Like, and that shit's just gone. Like, that shit's just gone. That whole like he. That's what I mean. It's like he's doing shit, but people aren't caring. And like when they do care, they don't care for a long time.
Well, you know, so it's funny.
When it comes to like
the mainstream shit, media just doesn't report on that stuff.
But that's like mainstream and like social media. Like just the way people, like the masses, like accept their, like,
their views. If you think about it, the only way you really know about what really happened with the Syrian strikes is if you watch alternative, right? Like if you watch mainstream media, they didn't show any of that.
Oh yeah, they showed like.
I mean, they showed the staged events, but I mean, they were all. I mean, the kids were coming out and saying, "Yeah, they came to me. They said, do you want? We'll give you candy,' and they started pouring water on my face." Like, but that's because the mainstream media didn't show it. But that's because alternative was calling mainstream media out about staging the event, and Trump was dumb for filing for it. I will say that he was dumb for filing for it.
That's the thing. Trump's like, I believe every president is a fucking is the head, is the puppet figure. Like, these are the moves that fuck me. That's why I don't like. Like, I see what Trump's main campaign is about. Even though he doesn't believe this shit himself, he knows how to manipulate the people that are into that level of stuff. Like, he knows what side to choose. And when it comes to, like, something that's that, when you're that much of a head figure, and this is why I say, like, he like, something's gonna happen, it's like he's directly injecting hate upon everybody. Like, it's one thing for, like, I guess leftist media to do it, or rightist media to do it, but when you're the president, you're supposed to be, I guess, non-biased. You're supposed to be
politically correct.
Not even politically correct.
Proper,
but
carried a certain way. Like, all the
you just gotta be, like, I guess, say mature about it. Like, there's certain shit. Like, you, I guess, when you're the president of everybody, so it's like when you're somebody who's supposed to be taking care of everybody, you're supposed to be looking out for the best interests of everybody. Rather you're Republican or Democrat, when you're in office, you're supposed to be above both of those parties. You're supposed to be the one that's like.
I definitely agree.
And when he incites a lot of hate because he speaks it on one behalf. So when you speak for one behalf of, like, a full country and damn near the fucking world, because, like, America is, like, the influence of, we're the poster child.
I will say this, though, I can't recall, but if you can show me, then, well, that's true, right? But I haven't heard him say anything about left as people in general. The only thing I've really heard him talking crap about is, newer mainstream media, deep state.
He's, like, you look at his tweets, he directly says the left, and he directly says Democrats, and, like, it's like...
Because it really is that, though. They really are the Democrats
and Republicans. Like, they all play the same game. Like,
those are called rhinos.
Like, it's everybody, and he knows it's everybody because he's playing the same game. And that's why it's like, I think he's gonna make a lot of money from this campaign that he or this.
Oh yeah, he's gonna make a lot of money, but he's gonna, like, presidents usually do it anyway. So they go and they write books. They sell books. They do a lot of stuff. They go and do speeches around the world. I mean, they still making money.
Mm-hmm. Like, he influences a lot of specific cultures. And it's cool to have your pride about your certain shit. And that's what's like. You could be a proud American. I influence everybody to be proud of who they are. Like, it kind of makes, like, you not want to be a proud American at certain points, because, like, he has a lot of shit that's just disagreeable, like the war he wages against Muslims, and, like, now MS-13 all of a sudden, the war he wages against, like, these are the shit that they tell you to be afraid of. It's the same thing with the 9/11 attacks, to get people super.
But MS-13 is here.
They've been here, but I mean, they're, like,
yeah, but no one's ever done anything about them, and now Trump's doing something about them, and then what Trump calls them, what, animals?
That could be the same thing about Bloods and Crips. Gang itself, like, it's specifically targeting a certain gang that's not really
doing more than it is in essence savagery. Like, it's savage, it's primitive, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, gang shit is primitive itself. It's,
yeah,
it's,
like,
it's,
just talk, like,
It's one of those things that, like, but if you keep people that are doing this shit the way the world runs, it's the same as, like, a leftist. When it comes to, like, certain shit like that, like, he always says left or Democrat, and then anytime the hot seat is on him, he just points the finger. He does, like, what did he do? Oh, the gangs.
Wait, isn't that what you do when you defend yourself, though?
Huh?
Isn't that what you do when you defend yourself, though? Like,
nah, you worry about what's happening to you. It's not like a thing of like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, but them and them and them are doing that. Okay, we'll catch them when we catch them, but we're worried about you right now. And it's like, he's taking, I don't know what he's done.
Who even brought up the border wall issue? Who brought up the border wall issue? Because the border wall issue had to have been brought up, right? He did a, was it, he was just answering questions when this happened?
The border wall?
Yeah.
I was talking about the gangs. And, like, the border wall, it's like, that's a whole nother opinion. Like, I feel like he's just trying to contain. They're trying to push the agenda of containment. When I say a lot of this shit, it's not Trump directly. It's the people that control the presidency, which is the elitists, and, like, they tell you.
I actually don't think he's controlled.
You better, well, not when I say this, it's like 100%. Like, I guess conspiracy. If y'all don't believe in like the elitists and shit like that, like, I don't know. I try and like keep an eye on everybody, and I see like what people are trying to do when they come, like what comes from the things that they do. It's like when he wanted to lock up all the, or give the death penalty to drug dealers. Like, he's really avid for that shit, and that's fucking crazy. Like, there's people that are just trying to feed their families. It's like, he's pumping in all these like warehouse wage slave jobs that are gonna try and that are supposedly out there, but it's not the job factor that's that affects the unemployment. It's the way people are now. Like, people are broken, like they're fucking, not broken, but to the system that they want us to play, like people can't feel good about going to do hard work and not get compensated what the due process is.
Okay. But I mean, you should see a difference this coming tax season. I mean, you should.
You should, but and that's only like fucking the billionaires that get that tax relief from the company.
But the elite are tax exempt already. They don't pay. They don't. But that was before Trump.
Yeah. No. Man, this is why I say I don't believe this, or I don't focus on like Trump itself. It's just the puppet of presidency, because Obama the same shit, Bush the same shit. Everybody has, when they come into this office, you have an agenda that you have to do because you're that one role. Like, I just find it crazy that one role is supposed to determine the fate of millions or billions of fucking people. Like, what are we, 3.5 billion people? One fucking billion or million in America?
Nah, I think it's a little bit more than that. Well, a lot, but a couple billion more than that.
Like, that's fucking crazy to fucking think like one person is supposed to like handle that much responsibility. So I'm like, I see what he's supposed to do, just like I saw with Obama. Like, that's why I like the fucking Boondocks. Like, they understand, like, it's fucking Dick Riding, Obama, like, motherfuckers only voted for him because he was black. Like, they don't give a fuck about his political views and the shit that he did under
the Yeah, just want to see a black person.
Exactly. Like, when he came in, like, think about this shit. When he came in, the fucking black killings escalated a lot fucking more compared to the fucking Trump era of black killings. So understand, like, everybody has that fucking, that's fucking crazy. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, I don't know, I'm fucking hurt right now, so it's like, I'm thinking about extra shit. I'm like, it just popped in my head, like, more black killings happened under his fucking administration. What's happening now? And it's like, there's always going to be black killings and fucking hate and fucking bigotry that come from the leaders that they're supposed to inject into this country. In this world.
Yeah, man.
That's what I mean. I can listen to everybody. That's what I can say. I'm not, don't fucking hate Trump. Just understand the game. Or pay attention to both sides.
Yeah, I feel you. But I feel that he's not a puppet. That's why they're going after him so hard. And I forgot the last part I was going to say. But I don't feel like he's a puppet. And what was the last thing you said? What did you just finish up on? He said, don't hate Trump.
Yeah, don't hate Trump, hate the fucking presidency. Okay. The idea to me of that character, that avatar,
is
going to constantly change, like, in the next 4 to 8 years. But guaranteed, there's going to be another one. Like,
thank you for helping me remember. I remember what I was going to say. I honestly believe, and I've just been going with this philosophy lately, bro. I'm going to go with what I feel the universe is telling me to go with. And for some reason, I feel that Trump is going to play a big part in taking down the globalists and doing all this. And if he is assassinated, then there will be a second revolution, because a lot of people, when this really does pop off, a lot of people will then realize, holy crap, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that, I'm hoping that I'm right. I'm just saying it's a possibility as well.
Oh no, I totally agree. Because I totally agree that they're dividing lines right now. If y'all look, like, that's why I think they're investigating him so hard, is to keep people like focused on the president and not what's happening around us. Because like, fucking Canada has pulled out trading with us. Fucking North and South Korea are like teaming up and shit. Like, I feel like we just teamed up with fucking Israel. I feel like the lines are being drawn worldwide. And like, when they do, like you said, like, it's why I feel like he's drawing a line between liberals and fucking conservatives, fucking Democrats and Republicans, is because when he does fucking disappear, he's just gone, like kicked out of presidency or whatever, fucking gets killed or anything, whatever happens to him is going to be triggering enough for people to say, fuck that. They're going to push their anger towards each other versus the real fucking, like, global elitists that I feel like are getting ready to depopulate like crazy.
And they are. They really are, guys. That's why I feel that it's important for Donald Trump to be able to do all this. Because my God. I'm just ready for prospect. I'm just ready for them to get what they have coming. To, like, I know it's kind of hard for some people to believe, but they've systematically destroyed people's lives. They really don't give a shit about the human race. They only care about themselves. I mean, look at how they treat us. I mean, they do all those experiments on the black demographic, you know, shooting them with syphilis and everything like that.
Sickle cell and shit.
You got communist China killing their own people and harvesting their organs. You know, you got...
There's a lot of global devastation that is happening.
And it's all man-made. Like, it's all, like, it's all engineered.
You got fucking volcanoes erupting in Guatemala.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hawaii.
I believe it's New Zealand. But New Zealand has like an ass load of volcanoes, bro.
Bro. Like, it's gonna fucking, like, shit's about to hit the fan. I think it's like crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on at the same time, guys. Mm-hmm. But I really feel that you should at least pay attention to some things and not be too distracted. Because I get distracted too. Like, I like to watch wrestling and stuff. Like, you know, you have your, what's a certain thing that you like to do. But don't be too distracted. Because if you're too distracted, then maybe, hopefully not, but someday, God forbid, or the higher power forbid, but you might not even be able to do anything at all because you're either a slave or you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, I know a lot of y'all feel like that now. Like, think about it when it's, like, even more of a foot on your neck. Like, I know there's a lot of people out there working and feel the change of, like, the wage. Like, think about that shit happening, like, 10 times worse. If we don't fucking pay attention to everything.
Yep.
Yep. Understand, like.
Like, did you know that George W. Bush just threw in the Patriot Act? Not any approval from Congress or anything like that. Just you know. It's crazy.
Yeah. They just slide in shit, right?
Like, slide in shit.
But, man, it's crazy, man. You understand, like, these aren't fucking mandatory shit for this, man. You don't, or not, they're mandatory, blah, 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 but we don't have to. As people, we outnumber the few. You know what's good in my heart, so you know what fucking people can't fucking hurt. But the stronger together, not that stronger we are together, they can't do this shit to us. So be mindful of your Walmarts, FEMA, be mindful of different plots that are being fucking.
I mean, pretty much everything.
Everything. And if you're fucking California, and I just believe this in my heart, get the fuck out of California, like, soon.
It's supposed to sink into the ocean, right?
Like,
or break off?
It's supposed to, biblically, it's supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, biblically.
But fucking, I just think it something is going to, like, I think that's going to be the world shocker that fucking makes the world stand still and fucking...
Like, whoa!
When they do that shit, it's gonna be like the fucking fireworks from, what was that one movie? Land of the Dead. With fucking John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how they use the fireworks to fucking stop all the zombies. That's gonna be fucking us. There's gonna be a win. That's gonna be California, so get the fuck out of California.
Get the ass out.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like fucking Alderaan to the fucking leaders. Like, just a test of power. Blowing up Alderaan.
But, anything else you got? Anything else on your mind? My prime time,
time,
money. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. motherfucking, except fucking Post Malone. It's a conspiracy that they say Post Malone is just Justin Bieber's, like, slowed down. It's just fucking crazy. Actually,
I gotta see this shit, bro. I gotta
when
see
you listen shit. To it, like, when you fucking listen to it, like, they say, listen to Post Malone fucking sped up. And it does sound like Justin Bieber.
That's weird. Why? Why? Who did that? Like, who, like? All right.
That's 20% of the car insurance rates.
I'm good. Sounds like Justin Bieber to me.
I don't know Justin Bieber's voice can lift to. You're like, yeah, that sounds like Justin Bieber. But it could be because I will say, guys, he does sound significantly different and just better without the effects.
Slow down Justin Bieber to see if he sounds like Post Malone. What is this just gonna be Justin Bieber playing guitar for a while? It sure is. Yes. I'm not gonna be into this shit. But I think I made the point. Like, it's definitely a fucking brain thinker.
It's definitely some, it sounds good. Like, it didn't need any effects to it already.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it sounded better that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
So, apparently, Hasbro announced the fucking new Power Rangers name.
Now, recently, you guys remember that Hasbro actually purchased the rights from Saban Entertainment
for
the Power Rangers license. Mm-hmm. I think before that, they had the toy rights and things like that, but obviously it moved further, and now they've basically got the entire franchise to use for television and film rights and video games, etc., etc. So the interesting thing about this is actually the chief of Hasbro was recently asked about what their plans are for the IP, and essentially he said that they bought it because they felt that it was being vastly underused recently, that there's tons of potential for future movies and video games and other media. So this is interesting news, but it's not very surprising because apparently they shelled out a ton of cash and stock to actually get the Power Rangers rights. So you would assume that they would want to use them, and that's exactly what he's saying here. So we will be getting new Power Rangers movies, but probably not going to be continuing at the 2017 film from Lionsgate or that cast of characters. Likely it'll be a reboot. I mean, anything can happen, but I'm just going to assume that it will be a reboot because
I hope so. Because I'm not down with that fucking label.
Damn, they just start the franchise over again.
Bro, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be alright.
They did it with Spider-Man, and yeah. They just kept revamping Spider-Man.
Let's try again. Make money. Nah, but they make money, man.
Hell yeah. People fucking love those Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
Even the Tobey Maguire ones. People fuck with those movies. That was our first live action Spider-Man. Like, can't take that away from
him. Yeah, that's pretty badass. Like, I loved it.
At least fucking theatrical Spider-Man. You got, of course, the old Asian series of Spider-Man, where it's fucking live action.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell them before we go?
Man. Shit, keep y'all head up, man. Keep an eye out. Fucking. If y'all got anything to say with us, man, hit us up on fucking Instagram, HurtWords3, fucking Gmail, HurtWords with a Z, at gmail.com, man. We're always listening.
Hell yeah, watch us on YouTube. Subscribe. Share. Follow us on Twitter, HurtWords Podcast, at HurtWords3. Remember, you're never alone. Don't let the worry get to you. Don't let the anxiety consume you. Don't let the fear get away at you. You are never alone, like the terror song. But that's going to be it for today, guys. I hope you maybe made it all the way through. Probably not, but we love you guys. Hurt Nation, appreciate you. We're out.
Deuce.